This is BEFM Busan 영어 방송's Morning Wave in Busan. It's time for our special interview. Today we're going to be focusing on Angela Merkel, Germany, and this migration crisis that is really very much an issue, especially in Europe. We have invited Professor Thomas Berger, Professor of International Relations at the Pardee School of Global Studies at Boston University, to our program to discuss this very hot issue. Hi, thanks for joining us.
Hello, pleasure to be with you.
Yes, yes. So first, Professor, can we talk about Germany and how it's dealing with the issues surrounding its migration policy right now?
Well, it's a very complex issue, and Germany is facing a major crisis regarding immigration. It's really a double crisis. First of all, there's an immediate crisis involving asylum seekers and refugees. Back in 2015, 2016, partly as a result of the Arab Spring and especially the civil war in Syria, we saw a massive influx of refugees coming to Europe, and especially to Germany. I mean, that year we had over a million people entering into Germany.
Yes.
Since then, the number of refugees has fallen. Last year there were about 740,000, or sorry, the year before last there were 740,000 applications for a refugee status. Then it fell to 240,000, and this year we're going down to perhaps around 160,000.
Mm.
But that's still a lot of people for a country of over 80 million. And there's the very real possibility that if you had some new crisis, either in the Middle East or possibly in Eastern Europe, you would get another huge wave. So this is a big and problematic issue for any country to deal with. The second problem is that while many of the refugees are going back and others will go back, there's still a sort of broader crisis about how to integrate the many people who've come into Germany over the last decade or so into German society. Many of them come from very different backgrounds, from Islamic states, from societies with very different attitudes towards work, towards gender, towards politics. And while Germany has done a far better job than many would have thought maybe 20 years ago of managing to bring people into its economic and political system, this is a wrenching problem, and the Germans are wrestling with it just like every other country that's trying to wrestle with it.
Right. And so German Chancellor Angela Merkel, at the beginning of this whole migrant influx a few years back, she was quite supportive of that, especially in comparison to some of the other European leaders. But now she's drawn up a raft of measures to tighten the controls on the influx of migrants as she basically battles for her own political survival. So did she have a change of heart, in your opinion, because of her own political crisis?
Well, I think it's Angela Merkel is a complex figure, especially on this issue. Before she became chancellor, there was no sign that she was particularly interested in these questions.
Mm.
And initially, when the crisis began back in 2015, she had a rather restrictive and very legalistic approach towards dealing with migrants. She sort of stuck with the position that Germany cannot, take on the woes of the world. However, as during that summer, as the number of migrants increased, she began to take a much more sort of open stance, and she insisted that Germany needed to live up to its treaty obligations under the particular interpretation of the 1951 Geneva Convention on asylum seekers and refugees. Large other countries were refusing to take in immigrants, and we saw the closing of borders, not of just immigrants, but of all these desperate people coming over the Mediterranean, coming through the Baltic route, the Balkan route through Turkey and the Balkans. And she felt that, Germany had to show the rest of Europe that that Germany was going to stand up for the kinds of humanitarian ideals that the European Union claims to represent. So she took a much more open stance. She also said that, a country rich as Germany, she famously said in German, wir schaffen es. That means we're going to be able to do it. We'll manage this. Took a very positive stance, and there was this enormous wave of international and to some extent domestic approval for this.
Yes.
But many people in her own government, including her internal minister, Thomas de Maizière, warned her that this was going to create a backlash. And in fact, it did. We just saw public opinion turn against this.
Right.
Sort of the sheer scope of this became evident. The fact that other European countries, with the exception of Sweden, did not sort of adopt this sort of similarly liberal approach also was very disappointing to her and to other people in Germany. And she had really no choice. I mean, Angela Merkel is nothing if not a practical politician.
Mm.
Than to try to find ways to stem this enormous tidal wave of people. Now, how do you do this? I mean, it's very difficult for any country, especially any democratic, liberal democratic country, to throw open, you know, create detention centers and begin to detain thousands, hundreds of thousands of people.
Right.
Especially for Germany. I mean, creating camps in which you're going to lock up lots of people of a different ethnic background is something which the Germans have a little bit of difficulty with, given
of
historical
course, yes.
Reasons.
Mm.
So what the Germans have tried to do is, first of all, try to encourage people in of countries which are on the border,
yes,
right, countries which are where the refugees are coming into, especially Turkey and to some extent Libya, Morocco, other countries in North Africa, to sort of be the first line of defense. They've been fairly successful in this. This is one of the reasons the numbers have fallen.
I see.
And then the other thing they've been trying to do is to try to revive European cooperation on dealing with immigration in general and the refugee issue in general. And that's been rather less successful.
Mm.
And that's how she's trying to sort of approach this this issue. At the same time, the Germans internally are trying to speed up the process of sending back people who, it turns out, do not have a well-grounded claim on asylum. They're trying to find ways of distributing the burden of refugees, of supporting refugees with other countries in the European Union. And through this combination of measures, she's trying, with some success,
right,
with some, at least in terms of dealing with the numbers of immigrants, of coping with the problem. But it's obviously very much a work in process, and and the success that she has had is in danger of unraveling again.
Ah, so speaking of this progress, from what I understand, she met with the other leaders of the EU, and they came up with some sort of, I guess, communique. So can you tell us what this statement says?
Well, it's a general document which is committing the European countries to, in a very general sense, reaffirm their willingness to work together on dealing with this issue.
Mm.
It is a trying to move back to something which was used to be referred to as the Dublin Accord. Back
yes.
in the early 1990s, there was an accord originally signed in Dublin, Ireland, in which the countries in which refugees first arrived would be responsible for taking care of them.
Yes.
When that was signed in the early 1990s, by the way, the main concern was not with refugees from the Middle East coming from the south, but rather with possible refugees coming from the east, from the former Yugoslavia, and so actually at that point in time, Germany was receiving lots of refugees from the former Yugoslavia. The wars in Bosnia and Croatia was producing, there were about 400,000 people who settled in Germany then, and there was the prospect that we might have much larger numbers coming out if those kinds of conflicts spread to the rest of Eastern Europe. So at that time, Germany actually was accepting accepting the fact that it might well be in the sort of front line of any new refugee movement.
Right.
Unexpectedly now, the big movement has come from the south, from Africa and from the Middle East.
Yes.
So the new countries who are in the front line are Greece and Italy, and to a lesser extent Spain, but especially Greece and Italy. Now, Greece and Italy are relatively wealthy, well-organized countries, but they are also the countries which have been most hard hit by the ongoing crisis surrounding European economic integration,
right, right.
And especially the introduction of the euro.
Mm.
And they have been overwhelmed with trying to deal with this this issue.
Mm.
And so So in many ways, what happened in 2015, 2016 was a complete breakdown of the Dublin Agreement.
Mm.
And that then led to the reimposition of internal border controls.
Yes.
One of the great accomplishments of the European integration is the one that, in many cases, people feel the most intensely. Ordinary citizens in Portugal, in Germany, in Belgium, wherever you are in the European Union,
right.
The fact that they can go from their country without dealing with any kind of border control to another European country is a major plus. Now we have a reimposition of border controls because of the breakdown of this de facto.
Mm.
Now, the European, again, one of the things which the recent agreement does is it sort of underlines that this is a temporary state of affairs, that European countries are going to try to move back to a borderless Europe. This used to be the Schengen Agreement, is what it's called. They are also going to work together to try to stem the causes of refugee flows. That means increased foreign aid to the countries where refugees are originating from, and increased cooperation. But this is, they really managed to paper over very deep differences. The new nationalist government in Italy in particular was pushing very hard on this issue, and it took, I think, a good deal of doing, and you had to water the agreement a great deal down in order to get them on board to, you know, not simply say we reject this agreement. But how this is actually going to work is very unclear. Germany, on a sort of bilateral basis, is quietly negotiating with lots of countries. They've had success, for example, with Greece, with Spain. They've agreed to basically to have a kind of bilateral version of the Dublin Accord. Right now, even though Hungary is very nationalist, the Orbán government, the Viktor Orbán government, is making positive noises. And basically what Germany is doing is it's striking side deals. It's finding other ways in which it can help pay for these things, organize this type of thing, and satisfy them so that they'll get on board. But the main thing, the main purpose of that conference was to preserve the semblance, the appearance of European Union, and also leave open a window for in which perhaps in time the diplomatic process can lead to a kind of solution.
I see. Well, I do want to thank you so much for your time, Professor, and going over the ins and outs of what exactly is going on in terms of this migration crisis and policy within the European Union. Thank you for joining us today.
Absolutely delighted to talk to you.
Once again, this was Professor Thomas Berger from Boston University, and we discussed what's going on in Europe, particularly for Germany and the Chancellor Angela Merkel, and how she's dealing with it at her door.